All right. So it's time to take a journey. Let us go together into the oneness. Let yourself get comfortable, hopefully in a position so that you won't fall asleep, so that you can stay alert but relaxed. Close your eyes, and as you close your eyes, it's like a curtain of privacy you draw about yourself. You can feel every time you close your eyes and that curtain gets pulled across, that inside, behind the curtain, that is, you feel a drop into relaxation, a calmness, a quiet, a descent into yourself. Indeed, the journey, the ultimate journey, is to return home to you. So let yourself go to the right level of depth, the best, most appropriate level of peace and quiet and depth, so that you can begin the healing, the change, so that you can step empowered into the chaos as a master rather than a victim. We're going to count in descending numbers from 7 down to 1. And when you next hear the number 1, you will be at the right state of relaxation, and you'll be in a beautiful place in nature, a place that you have been and remember, or a place that you imagine and create. 7. Let go of the tension. Let go of the thoughts about what you're going to do later today, or what you did this morning or yesterday. Just come present. 6. Feeling yourself going deeper. 5. Down. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Imagine yourself in a place of beauty in nature, a place you have been, or a place you imagine, or a place that you have been with a certain imaginary augmenting touches in your imagination added to it. Just let yourself notice this place. Feel how nice it is to be in this place. Realize what nature does for you. How it feels wondrous to connect with the beauty and to connect with the presence of nature. Because in nature there is the light from the sun, the fire. There is the earth beneath your feet. There is the wind, the air. And there is humidity in the air, or perhaps there is a little bubbling brook or a lake or an ocean in this place. Perhaps it's just dew on the leaves of roses. The water. All the elements are present with you. And no matter how you visualize this place, no matter how you are there, whether you're sitting or standing or lying down, let yourself connect with it. Let yourself feel more and more that it is a real place. What would a real place like this feel like? How would it be to really, in your physical plane, to be in this beautiful place? How uplifting, how comfortable, how soothing, how freeing, how safe, how pleasant it can be. Just be with it. Just sit with it. And regardless of what kind of sky you gave it, whether it's in the middle of the day or dawn or dusk or even twilight, whatever time of day you gave this beautiful place, just sense above you in that sky, whatever of that sky that you see, if you're in the woods, it's up between the trees you see the sky, little bits of it. Or perhaps you're on a mountaintop, or alpine meadow, and you see lots of sky, great sky, big sky. In that sky, whether it's a day sky, dawn or dusk sky, or night sky, there are hundreds, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of twinkling stars, little twinkling lights in that sky. There's presence in those lights. All of those are beings. Every one of those twinkles, those sparkles up there, are beings who love you. Just because you are. Sometimes if you've ever gone into a very clear, cool, dry evening in a desert or in a grassy plain or even by an ocean, sometimes you've seen those stars look so close to you, so close you could touch them, and you have felt connected to the universe, part of all that is. Let yourself imagine what that would feel like right now. You could almost reach up into the sky and touch these stars. They're right there. You're part of it all. You're part of this universe in its august splendor. And as you sit here, lie here, or stand in this beautiful place, looking up, let yourself notice that some of the stars move from their position, and they come together above you. They put their light together to form a bright light, a bright big star. This is the way that we come to you. We, those who come together and speak as one, we come putting our energies together into one. And that beautiful big light that we are sends a beam of light down to you. Watch that beam descend to you. By the time it reaches you, it's a column of light, a wide column of light that surrounds your whole body. Surround you. Let us surround you. It's safe. Let us be with you. Let us connect with you. Let us wrap you in our light. And that light is whatever color feels right for you. Perhaps a beautiful blue-green or violet or even deep, resonant red-orange or white. Sparkling and shimmering, let our light surround you. Let us hold you for just a little bit. Let us love you. Let yourself receive our love. We don't require anything of you. But if you open and receive our love, you can have some love. It's free. Just let it in. Let it go into you and into the core of you. Let it into all the cells in you. We're going to go together on a journey. So we're coming here to be with you. To connect with you. And as we connect with you, in your mental eyes, you see that sparkle and that shimmer. And then you feel us pulling you deeper into yourself. So your mental eyes close as well as your physical eyes. So that all that you see is a gentle, soft darkness, safe in the darkness. Let us go together. It is safe. Let us take you, so to speak, by the hand. Let us go consciously. Powerfully, lovingly, freely, safely into the chaos. Oh yes, your child cries out, "Where are you going? Don't abandon me. What's going to become of me if you go there? Help me. Come back. Come back to the safe. Come back to the secure." And your adolescent Where are you going? It's so unknown. You're going to make a mess of things there. What are people going to think about you? What's going to happen? And the young adult. Oh, this is not productive. We don't want to go there. It's scary. And their partners resisting, perhaps wanting to judge, perhaps feeling fear. Let yourself acknowledge the fear of these selves. They are not used to going into the unknown. They're not used to going into a place of chaos deliberately. They've spent their whole lifetime, all those years that they have cumulative, resisting this, setting up structures of order, creating little boxes of safety for themselves. You're going outside these boxes. They're scared. Feel their fear. Just sit with the fear. You don't need to do anything about it. Just feel the fear. Feel it inside you. Just sit with it. That's all it is. It's fear. Nothing's happening. It's just fear of things. Feel the fear. Just feel what it does in your body. How it makes things uncomfortable and jumpy or nervous. What comes with the fear? Judgments, ideas about what you should be doing? Beliefs about how you should not be fearful? Because if you're fearful, that means something bad is happening. Let it go. Let it go. Let go of all the fears. Just kind of be with them. They'll let them dissolve. Just be. Do not clutch them. Do not grab them. Do not resist the fears. Have no judgment about them. Don't control them. Don't express them. Nope, don't analyze them either. Don't deny them. Don't ignore them. Don't destroy them or dissolve them deliberately. Don't clutch at them. Don't fight them. Don't do anything with them. Let the fears just be. Just sit with the fear. Be in the fear. It won't bite you, really. Just be with it. Feel it. Don't even actively let it go. Just be in it. Be with it. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Go into the core of it. If anything, just be in that core of it. Be present and witness within you the experience of fear. Watch it dissolve. Feel the emptiness behind it, within it. Within you. Anger may be there. Hurt. Go into the anger now. You have angers. Just feel the anger in you. Again, don't clutch it, don't resist it, don't analyze it, don't judge it. Deny it, ignore it, process it, express it, evaluate it, think about the story about it. What should be going on, what should be happening, let it all go. Let that go. Just be with the anger. Be. In the core of the anger, feel that within the core of you. Just be with it. Feel its energy in your body. And let the anger dissolve too. Just be in the emptiness beyond, underneath, wherever you would like to place it. The emptiness within you, where fear and anger is not. And bring in the hurt, the pain, the traumatic damage. Feel that in your body as well. All the hurt from childhood, adolescent, young adulthood, all the way through the past to the present. All the hurt. Feel the hurt. Go and sit in it. Be in the darkness with hurt. Let it in. Let it be. Don't express it, deny it, resist it, clutch at it, analyze it. Experience just the essence of it. Down in your body, deep. Sit with it. Let the hurt dissolve, for it has nothing more requiring you to do anything about it, nothing more to say. It has been, it is what it is. You are being. Find that emptiness. And as you find that emptiness, let go of all the identifications of you. Let go of your identification of your gender, your age, and all the beliefs and all the thoughts and ideas and feelings about that. Let go of your name, your identification with that name and all the stories, all the history, this lifetime and other lifetimes with that name, with that identification of you. It is like a garment you put on every morning and drop off at night when you go to bed. So just as when you go to sleep and you drop off your name identification, drop it off now. Just let it go. Be nameless. Genderless. Ageless. Let go of all the stories about you. And who you are, and how you react to things, and how you do things, and how you... Let it all go. All the stories about your failures, your successes, all the judgments. Just let them go. And the way you let them go is that you just sit with them. You don't clutch them. You don't resist them. You don't analyze them. You don't express them. You don't go into any kind of detail about it. You just be with them. And they dissolve. It's as if you go deeper beyond the illusion. Although you're not really going anywhere, you're dropping the illusion off. And you've identified yourself with your thinking, your feelings, your attitudes about life, and your sense of order. Your sense of order, that compensation for the woundings and the traumas of your past. You just sit with it. Maybe you sense yourself observing it, witnessing it. That's all. And just let it dissolve. You don't have to do anything. Just dissolve. That's all it does. Just dissolve. All the beliefs, all the limiting beliefs about what's possible for you, what's probable for you. Good and bad judgments that have turned into beliefs about who you should be, how other people should see you, how you're supposed to relate to other people, how you're supposed to be above all the issues and the problems and be so enlightened and perfect. Let it go. Let it all be and just sense it dissolving into the emptiness, into the nothing, until you yourself are no longer anything, until all the forms of your life just cease to count so much, cease to matter so much, and everything just kind of dissolves away, deeper, deeper into you. Realize that all that you have been dissolving and witnessing and experiencing is all part of the illusion. It is not you. So who are you? Be in the emptiness. Sit with the emptiness. We are with you. In the emptiness, in the no thing state, let yourself open. Open to receive of you, of the divine. Anything that has been closed, any walls, any resistances, any layers. Let them dissolve. And coming from nowhere, because it is, is light, love, the divine, the sacred in you. Let us help you. Let us assist. This is not our light and our love. It is yours. Let us assist you in filling with the effulgence of yourself. You are not empty to be filled. Indeed, you fill the universe. But let us enable you, help you, assist you to acknowledge, to be aware of, to experience this that you are. We're going to be silent for a little while. If thoughts, feelings, stories show up in your mind, don't resist them. Just let them be and let them dissolve once again back into the stillness, into the nothing. And let us work with you. Give us permission. Mentally give us permission to work with you. To open the gates of your own divine perception, bigger than before. If you have been in a crisis, all the order that has gone into the chaos, destroyed, fallen apart, or threatened, know that here a seed can be planted for freedom, love, power, and safety. Open. Don't force your attention, just easy, relaxed attention. There's some resetting going on. And now, that connection with yourself, that connection sustains. We plant a seed there of love, power, freedom and safety. So let's do a little rebuilding. let the positive selves begin to speak. The positive child says, I would like help. So call in your guides, angels, mentors, spirit helpers, higher aspects of yourself. Mentally ask them to be present. Sense them gather around you. Sense them love you. And the positive internal parent brings in the state of what is happening now in your life, spiritually speaking. Where are you with your power, your freedom, your safety, and your love? Let your internal parent bring an orientation to you, to the you that you are unfolding into. You may not know exactly what this means. Don't analyze it. Just let it be. There is a sense of knowing that can be about this. You are grounded here in the present in your life. This is the way it is now. Your adolescent, positive adolescent. The mystery. Not asking necessarily, why did this happen to me? But asking, okay, how do we make this an adventure? What do I want to discover? What truth is hidden that I can reveal? What key to the mystery is next? Let the adolescent also feel a sense of belonging amongst these friends that you have called to witness, to be present, to love you. In a sense, this is your new peer group. And you belong here. And your ego. The boundaries of you. Not necessarily what you think is right, but what you know is true. Not your story, but you, the spiritual being. Your mission, your purpose. Again, don't analyze this. Just let it kind of go into your subconscious and unconscious. Hear the words. Let them do some stuff. New box. Greater expanded box. You left a smaller one only a few minutes ago. Let your ego stretch out, the positive ego, stretch out your boundaries and find yourself in a beautiful, new, bright, expanded box. So big that you feel you have total freedom to move in it. totally safe, where you can love and be yourself anytime, anywhere, any place with anyone. And now you're a young adult. Your young adult dreams of your future, imagines, not the fantasies of the way the world should have been or should have treated you, or that you should have known that then, but in essence, the young adult looking at what is possible. Look at so much is possible. How exciting. We can create something phenomenal, something new. Even in the darkest of times, there is this portal to the future, to something greater, to the hope that I had thought I had to give up. The enthusiasm of your future self is catching. You can feel it in you. And the positive of the slave driver, the true motivator, looks at you, your life, your reality, gives you a new name. Yeah, it's going to sound just like your old one, but it's got a new resonance to it. And in that resonance is a new alignment with who you are and what you really, really wish to be and do. That those actions and decisions and those thoughts and beliefs that you adopt and you choose to activate are in alignment with your truest, brightest self. And that you're going to be motivated from tremendous creativity to create a new future now in this bigger box, a bigger playground, a bigger field of play. And now take on all the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, attitudes, all the stories that would belong to this brighter, bigger box and bigger, brighter you. See how clean they are, how bright they are. Put them on like a garment. Put them on yourself. Let yourself clothe yourself now in this new sense of order, a new priority. Set by the true motivator, new preferences, aligned to your divine nature. Bring all the trappings of reality onto you, this time clean, bright, happy, loving, free, vulnerable but safe. Let yourself be with this, with no resistance, no clutching, no grabbing, no clinging, no needing. Let yourself be with this. Be with this too. Just as you were being with all the dark stuff, be with the light stuff now. Clothe yourself back up in your light body. And the light being that you are. And how you will express yourself. Not verbally, but energetically, in this world. Make a choice that you're not going to take anything personally again. You're not going to be a victim anymore. You're going to be empowered, free, loving, and safe. And you're going to live your life in that resonance, in that frequency. Imagine, stretch just a little bit. And let that taking on of the light body, of the light clothing of this lifetime, continue. And we're going to call you back now. This process will continue. But for now, just be with these energies. Sit with the experience. Let yourself be aware of your physical body and the position that you have. Be aware that the heart is beating, you're breathing, your eyes are closed, your mental eyes were closed. You're going to leave your mental eyes closed as some of this resetting continues. But your physical eyes will open. We're going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, when you open your physical eyes, you'll be fully present, integrated in your physical reality. 1, 2, integrating. 3, grounding above and below. 4, and 5. So let yourself gently, gently open your eyes. Come back to the awareness of this space around you. Maybe you need to do a little stretch. Take a little breath. Yeah. Stretch, stretch a little bit. And, you know, kind of move, wiggle your fingers, you know, wiggle your toes, or rotate your ankles, shake a little bit. Get really back into the senses now. And we're going to take a break. And this is a longer break. Even if you're listening on CD, we suggest you take a break to let it sink in of at least an hour. Yeah. All right? An hour. Mm-hmm. And we'll return in an hour to continue this sacred journey through the chaos and through crisis into a new world. Farewell for now.